Did you see that they've opened up reservations for the haunted for Annalise's room at the Reed House for select dates?
I did not see that. Yeah.
They've opened that up. So I'll do that with you, but I'm not getting in no canoe.
As soon as Tim pays for that.
I know.
We can do that.
Yeah, I know. It'll happen. It'll happen. We won't sleep a dang wink. It'll be terrifying. It'll be awful. And you will take a bath in the tub. I'll put you in that tub.
Oh, I would 100% get in that tub.
Eek!
Yeah.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
So I scheduled it for September 17th because I want it to fall. I want my next one. Mm. I want to feel good at Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want to feel good at Christmas.
Yes.
And so if the next one then would be like around December 17th. So that would get me through Thanksgiving. And okay. So I'm suffering through so that I can be in a good mood for you on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's a blessing. I'm glad you're thinking of me because it is about me.
And I'll have energy.
That's right.
To do all the stuff.
Because I'm going to be like this.
let's just be honest. We're all going to collapse.
It's true, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good. Kids, go get some food in there. We don't know.
We're going
into
a cornbread dressing coma, by golly.
Oh, yes.
All right. Welcome to episode 104.
I know. It just
sounds like a radio station.
Yeah, it does.
Welcome to 104.8.
It's not. It's just us, you guys. They wouldn't let us on the radio. I actually got asked to do a radio show back in college. This just reminded me. It's a long, bizarre story. But anyway, I was going through the haunted house floor in one of the dorms, and they had a haunted house floor. Anyway, one of the dudes, he did the radio for campus, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, and he's like, got to talking. He's like, would you like to do a radio program, like a jazz? Like, would you be interested? And I was like,
you should have done that.
It would have been fun, but I wasn't, that just wasn't my thing. I had choir. I had all the things, you know? So yeah. I said, so no, but then later I was like, huh, I should have a radio show. And now I do with you.
So listen, speaking of haunted houses though, Caleb sent me a little link to something in Chattanooga and that he said, this is something you and Holly should do.
Oh,
and it's a haunted canoe trail.
No, absolutely not.
Yes.
I am not getting in a canoe. No way, Jose.
I've got my kayak. We can do the kayak.
No, because you know who will end up in the water?
Yes, that's why I think you need to do it.
Because you're evil and I'd be in the water. No, I'm not doing that.
Party pooper.
Whatever. Did you see that they've opened up reservations for the haunted for Annalise's room at the Reed House? For select dates.
I did not see that. Yeah.
They've opened that up. So I'll do that with you, but I'm not getting in no canoe.
As soon as Tim pays for that.
I know.
We can do that.
Yeah, I know. It'll happen. We won't sleep a dang wink. It'll be terrifying. It'll be awful. And you will take a bath in the tub. I'll put you in that tub.
Oh, I would 100% get in that tub.
Eek!
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, this all is great. Like fall, the fall feelings hit me on the 3rd, on September 3rd. Like just
a little cold
something
front
in the air.
Came through. Yeah.
A little cool front. It started to smell, you know, when the smell changes. And I was finally like, you know how we said, when do you do it? When do you get ready? I'm like,
yeah, right.
When you feel it, when you feel that fall feeling. And I had the window open last night, just the cool air coming in right over my head. It was amazing, but it's going to warm back up, but that's okay. Let me tell you what my fool husband did today that I just found out. So I'm in there, I'm on FaceTiming with Avery, just catching up before we get on here. And I'm like, I need to make a coffee drink. And I'm like, I want to make like a little latte. I've got this little, you know, frothy. I wanted something more than just a cup of coffee. And so I'm talking with her and making my coffee and getting my frother ready and all that kind of business. So this is more information than anyone wants to know. But we usually get or have been getting like the half gallon size of half and half because we both use half and half in our coffee since we quit doing sugar in our coffee. Mm-hmm. We both, I can do it black or just with a little half and half or the nut pods or whatever. But anyway, Tim has been using it more and so forth and so on. And he cooks it with his eggs. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we get the half gallon because it's much less expensive. But it's really hard to like pour a big old half gallon carton into your little coffee cup. So my wonderful husband like literally read my mind and ordered from Amazon, just had like a 3-pack of glass, like pint, you know, bottles with the lids. Right. You know, and one of them has a lid that is like a little silicone lid with a little pour spout and a little cover. Anyway, and they came out and I was like, babe, I was like, wow. I said, I really wanted to get some of these. He was like, oh, no way. So he got those. We put our little half and half in it, all that. So I go in there. I'm talking with Avery and I see the one with the spout. And then I see the other one because I'm like, because we've had two. He put the gallon anyway. And without the spout, but it was almost empty and I'm just pouring it. So I'm like, let me use that, you know, use that up and get rid of that. I go and I pour it into my glass cup to froth it. And I'm noticed that, thank goodness, there's like some specks in it. And I'm thinking, did he like make a cinnamony creamer? What's going on here? And I sniff it and it's ranch dressing.
Do you know how badly I wish you had put that in your coffee?
Let me tell you what.
And
it,
not,
was, a close, it was a close call because I was going to add some milk, you know, a little bit of half. I was going to do half and half and then regular milk.
Yeah.
And froth that. And and I was talking to Avery and I know when I poured it, I'm like, man, this is a little thick. This cream is kind of, it's a little bit, this is sort of a thick little cream. But I didn't think, and since I was talking to her, if I hadn't looked in there and saw that, I was about to froth up that ranch dressing. I had a fit.
Made my day.
I had
that would
fit.
Have made my day.
No, I'm.
I'm going to need you to post that link. Is that going to be one of your favorites?
What?
Your top threes?
What is what? Ranch dressing?
No,
all those
that
bottles.
Spout the bottles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it'll be it today. That,
yes, oh, that needs to be one of your tickets. I'm going to need the link to that.
Okay. Okay. I got you. I got you. So that was almost a total catastrophe. Yeah.
That's great. So fall has hit here for me, and I'm glad I got it done. So it's a little bit of a different feel for me. JB has officially now moved to Nashville, or to Hendersonville, which is, you know, just north of Nashville. It's hit me a little different.
How are we doing,
I mean,
Mom?
I didn't expect it.
How are we doing?
Okay, I think. I don't know. It's just a... You know, but the,
it takes
the whole
a little
house,
bit to it takes a little bit to process it. Like it doesn't, you know what I mean? You got to live with it for a little bit. Yeah.
Right. The whole house feels different. It just feels different.
Yep.
Coming home today. Anyway, well, then John Garrett came home this weekend and to see a girl who's going to UNA. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's from camp.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And he met her. He met her at camp, and she's from Alabama. But he comes to, so he goes to Florence Saturday night to see her. And then Saturday night, he gets home around midnight as I've been boxing up, moving JB, doing all the stuff, you know, to tell me that the girlfriend is coming to my house tomorrow, right after church.
Oh.
Who I've never met before.
Okay.
I have no food. I have no liquid.
You're worn out.
I have
rode
no,
hard, put up wet.
I have moving boxes. I have, you know, I mean, all this stuff.
Yes.
And I was like, okay.
Well, come on.
All right, come on.
Oh, gosh.
So I did skip church. I am sorry, Brother Mitch. I did skip church to do the Flight of the Bumblebee around the house. I did listen to it.
Okay.
You know,
gotcha.
As I'm vacuuming and dusting and doing all this stuff, but I got my fall stuff out while I was doing it. So I have some fall decor up and it's hot. It's back hot today, but over the weekend, it was just really delightful and cool. And, you know, it was.
Yeah.
It
definitely
nice
felt like the time to start, you know, a few of those things, even though we know it's going to get warm again, it's like football has started and we know it's going to go back and forth. Well, so,
and the mornings are so crisp. I mean, I even had to get a blanket out this morning on the porch.
Exactly. So it's just going to go back and forth. Yeah. So it's just nice to have all that. Well, that's really kind of him to do that to you.
And she's just, listen, they're just alike. So I'm just going to say, if this relationship works out, holidays are going to be very interesting.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Well, my weekend was, I had the warehouse sale for my little vintage booth thing on Saturday, and it went really well. It was really a fun day. Again, that was the like peak day of cool. It was like, I had a long sleeve shirt on, until like 11:30 that morning. I mean, other people were shedding and I'm still like, I'm okay. I'm doing all right. In the little warehouse section at the vintage, at the antique mall. And, it went well. It was well attended. I sold, several things, which was fun, and got to know, some of the vendors, next to me really well, and got to visit, which is really fun. And all that kind of stuff. But needless to say, Sunday came around and I'm like, my body was, and I really didn't, it wasn't just that day. That day wasn't, super hard. It was setting, it was just the whole week ahead of time. And I just had a lot of stuff last week, which was good. It was fine. But, you have weeks that are very physical. And so Sunday came and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to move very much. I made myself, because I'm like, oh, I could do this and that. There's so much going on right now. But I'm like, take the day and you physically need to just rest.
Yeah.
And just, relax. So what did I do Sunday? I cleared my Hulu DVR off so that the new football games can record. I defrosted the little beverage fridge in Tim's. And let me tell you what, my main fridge now looks like a freaking frat house fridge. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I went in there to get the half and half / ranch dressing today. And it's like Cayman Jack, margarita, beer, because we just took the beverages out, so there's bottles of white wine. You open it and I'm like, what is happening?
We've been trying to tell you. I'm just saying.
Well, it's moved right into the main fridge. There's like two pieces of leftover pork, some old blueberries, some yogurt, and alcohol.
My refrigerator is like empty.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it's just, it's shocking. Look, you raised three boys. And as long as there are boys in the house, the refrigerator is just packed full of God knows what. And now I'm opening it up and there's like a couple apples, an orange.
My refrigerator is so
skim milk
cleaned out that it's just Tim and me. Same thing. I open it and I love it because I'm just like, we don't have to buy nearly the bulk of just after Hudson going.
JB went to Walmart last night when he got to Nashville. He had to buy some food, he said, I just bought sandwich stuff and some stuff for the bathroom. And my bill was $180. I mean, I was like, yeah, right.
Seriously. That's a big old adjustment. That's why Caleb was like, are you sure this chicken's bad, Mom, last week?
I know.
Like, I could save this little quarter of a piece.
That's right. Saturday. So I'd done most of the stuff for JB early on. And so Saturday I did kind of collapse a little bit, but I watched a lot of football.
Good.
I got to tell you, here's my word for SEC football right now is undisciplined. Every game that I watched, I just was going, this is an undisciplined team. Kentucky looked horrible.
Really?
It was mistake after mistake after mistake. And then I forgot the second one that I started watching, but it was just a lot of undisciplined plays.
And I feel like that's the beginning of the season, but still it depends. You're right. Some years the teams come in and they're already pretty sharp. But I feel like this whole year is a real transition. Like a lot of new players, a lot of new
coaches. The whole portal and all that we talked about last week that, it's just, you've got all that transitioning. You've got, I'm not a big fan of it, but everything that I watched, I just thought these are some of the most undisciplined teams that I've seen.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, so that'll be interesting to see, you know, as the season goes on. I'm curious, yeah, about several different, you know, we've got Alabama with no more Nick Saban. That's a whole,
right.
Well, yeah. That's very interesting to watch. We've got new.
So let me just say it was pretty, sorry if you're an Alabama fan, but it was pretty entertaining to watch the Alabama fans. I think they ended up winning.
I didn't see. I think they ended up winning,
but okay. That's what I was watching. It was undisciplined. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of mistakes. But Alabama fans, I mean, they've ridden the,
they're not used to that.
No, ridden the train for several years.
That tide and has been rolling for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So coming, I mean, it was shocking, you know,
that'll be really interesting. You know, I tried to watch a little bit. I was watching, the game where, you know, Ole Miss played some little team and they were skunking them. It was so boring. That was when Dave Neal was commentating mm-hmm. that one. And I was like telling Tim, I'm like, that's M Squared's husband. He's like, oh my Lord. I said, did you ever think we'd be sitting here 30 years later?
Seriously. Yeah.
He said, no, I did not. But that game was so incredibly boring. I mean, that's when you feel so bad for the commentators. Cause you're like, right. Man, that's where they earn their money, because you got to have stuff to talk
just
about.
They just got to fill it. Yeah.
I mean, but speaking of commentators, I forgot I had a beef, kind of. So I recorded, because I just have my Hulu set to record certain teams. So I don't know if any of you, it's so wonderful. Because I was not about to stay up and watch the Mississippi State, Arizona starting at 10 o'clock.
I made it to halftime and that was it.
You missed the good part of it. I mean, yeah. That first half was barfing.
Rough. Yeah.
It was rough. And then the second half, they got rolling. And that's what I was really proud of them, to be honest. Like you said, the discipline and all the things going on. And they have the most new players of any team in the SEC.
They do.
And they have a new coach and they have new, you know. So it's just interesting to see. But I was really proud how they stuck, you know, they hung with it, and that shows some mental strength, which is going to be really important down the line.
Yes.
Because if you get all but hurt and start giving up and start getting, you know, instead they got better, they gelled together, and they almost, you know, I think they were within a touchdown or so of scoring. But the commentators on that, they were getting on my last nerve. Only because they weren't saying anything bad. It wasn't the actual commentary, but it drives me crazy when I understand a little bit, but they were talking over, like, the game is going and Mississippi State is playing. They didn't ever seem to do it when Arizona was doing anything, but it was Mississippi State had the ball. They're running plays and they're yucking it up about, oh, the first time I was on ESPN. Oh yeah. And they're telling stories about themselves. And the guy had asked the other guy about it. So, you know, and he was like, yeah. And then the first time, and then I vomited all over. And meanwhile, two plays have gone by and I'm like, I don't want to hear about about that. And then another time they had a little bit going with the guy on the sideline, their little sideline correspondent guy, who, it was so hot because in Arizona, you know, literally,
it's the desert. Yeah.
It was like 110. Yeah. It was horrible. That's why one of the reasons they play so late. And it's also 2 hours earlier there, but he had taken his dress shirt and he had his tie and he had cut the sleeves off of it.
I saw that, and he was walking around.
Right.
With the thermometer
and he had
around
a big thermometer around. Okay. And they did that little bit, you know, it was a bit, but it kept going and it kept going. Again, the game had started and they're still talking about him with his thing and it's all this and the chain. And I'm like, the bit's over. Okay. Do your little thing, have your little bit, but we're here for the game. And we are not here to hear about your fur. And again, I understand you start a conversation and then stuff, but like, then stop talking, stop talking about it. And it just makes me, it's a little pet peeve I have. Okay.
Okay.
Now that I've said that, all I have to say about that, but it was good. It was good to watch again. That was perfect for me on Sunday to watch that.
Here was my thought. And because I've talked to our basketball coaches at the high school about this, and stuff, but as I'm watching all this and going, this is the most undisciplined that I've ever seen any college team. And it was consistent. I mean, with every team, I'm seeing all this stuff. And then I wondered, is this does this go back to screen time? You know, are they putting more time?
Oh my gosh, Ron Shank just scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
He just walked up here like a dog right here beside me.
Sorry, y'all. This head just emerged from the back of Joni's chair. And I didn't know if I needed to call 911. Anyway, I'm glad I didn't say a wordy dirty. He's gone, I think.
Oh, no. Okay, but anyway, I wondered because I was talking about, you know, and we have talked previously about that. I said, I wondered how many artists would never develop or how many musicians would never develop. And even talking about sports, you know, when you're bored, maybe you go out and play some pickup, you go out and you throw the football, you go out and you do all these things. And so I'm wondering, instead of putting the time in, the discipline in on their sports, does the screen time have anything to do with it?
I mean, you know, who knows? It might. I would think almost more than that. It would just be, I think that attention spans are struggling. You know, I think it's because of that, and because of a lot of things. You know, they talk about the soundbite, you know, getting smaller and smaller for news and all this stuff. Because all of us, our attention spans are just so short. So when you've got that in younger people, and you as the coaching staff, and you as the conditioning people, and you as all the, you know, team, you're trying to work with these people, and they perhaps, you know, it's more of a struggle with it, not all of it, you know, we're kind of generalizing, but I'm just saying it's affected all of us.
Yeah. It just was, you know, to see one team that's undisciplined, that's one thing, but
I also wonder, Joni, COVID, we're still, these are COVID kids. Like, again, they had a lot. I don't know exactly. We definitely know that there are unforeseen consequences to things that happened, you know, with schools shut down and people out of school and disrupted weird learning online, you know, all the things. It definitely has thrown a wrench into stuff. And I think we're very well could be seeing that. So, you know. Who knows? I will say one tiny, also little serious note, and I don't want to get into the whole thing, but, you know, there was another school shooting in Georgia this last week. And all I can say, you know, I just want mamas out there. I just want to say I'm thinking about you as parents. Just after when I heard it happen that morning, and all I could really do is think, how are you able to send your kids back? Not in a condemning way. I'm just saying that takes so much to overcome that fear of sending your kids, you know, back to school the next day. And I just was thinking and praying, you know, for all the parents
to that school. To that school, is that what you're
to any school? I'll be honest. If it was me, if I still had kids at school, it would be very hard. It just hit me, the fear that, you know, it gets washed away with all the other stuff going on with it, and just the thought of, you know, parents that every day are sending their kids, you know, this is not a commentary on school. This is just a commentary on it's tough, and y'all are having to overcome a lot of fear, and you're being really brave, and you're having to be really brave and really tough. And I know that's hard. So
being in the school system, I mean, cause I'm walking into high school every single day. And it's not, I mean, it's faith over fear, really, you know, you just can't live in fear, because the truth is anything can happen. And school shootings, you know, they get a lot of attention because, I mean, it's something so horrible. I mean, it's just, who could have imagined, especially when we were growing up in the 80s. Yeah, you would never think about that. And I talk to my kids all the time. I'm like, look, the guys would get up in the morning and they would go hunting, and they would come straight to school from the field, and their rifles would be on their gun racks in the back of their truck. And we never thought anything about it. I mean, if anything, if it was, you know, a brand new rifle, some of the teachers would go out and admire it. I mean, it's just not, it wasn't a thing. But now it's such a, It's such a horrible, unspeakable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how many kids are dying from texting while driving. That's a lot more than a school shooting, but nobody really addresses that. Start looking at how many kids are dying from vaping, who are dying from all of the monster drinks.
I think it's different. I think the thing, I hear what you're saying, but I also think it's, again, none of these, all these are very terrible, but it's different because these kids aren't doing anything dangerous. They're right. going to school.
Right.
They're not vaping. They're not texting right. while they're not engaging in a high risk activity, right. but something terrible happens to your child. You know, it just, it hits us all like the injustice.
It is.
That.
And I'll tell you, it's surreal. I mean, we train for it. You pray it never happens. You mm-hmm. pray that it's not, but I mean, we've got a plan. And as soon as that lockdown hits, we've got a plan.
Right.
And we go with that plan.
Right.
You know, but it's just one of those things that it's got to be, you know, faith over fear. You've got to know that God is on his throne and he is sovereign. And I don't know why he allows bad things to happen, but you just can't live there. You know, you can't live in that because the truth is anything can happen. You know, you
right,
could.
Right. Sure.
Anything you could, you know, be driving to school, not doing anything, and a reckless car come in and wipe you out.
Right.
It's just tough.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
It is. It's tough. It is. And I just think of those parents and I think, man, that's just it's a hard place to be.
It's the schools where it has happened that I go, that's where that would be, you know, because that day, you know, here it's kind of, you can live in this surreal world of this mm-hmm. has not happened, you know. But it's sending your child back. I'm sure they are out of school for a few days.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
But to go back that first day after mm-hmm. that occurred, that it would be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, you can't live there. I mean, you've got to live your life. You've got to enjoy high school. We've got homecoming coming up. We've got, you know, you just can't live there.
Right. Because then it steals from what is
it, all the good.
It takes it right then from you, which is so hard. I'm saying, like, if it was me, I don't know how I would be handling it if, you know, my kids were that age and going to school and stuff like that. But, you know, hopefully would talk myself through it. But it's a very real thing. But you're right. It's, you know, it'll steal from you the good now and the joy now if we live in that fear. But it's hard. It's hard to do. Yeah. So I got not a whole lot. All right, let's get on to more happy topics. What are we doing at the press box this week? What's happening? I'm coming to see you.
Holly is coming to Savannah. It's going to be my birthday weekend.
I know. It's so, Joni Day.
So we're doing ribs and barbecue.
Wes is doing ribs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And baked beans and slaw and corn dip. And
I love corn dip.
That's why I'm doing it. And I think some sort of brownie. I haven't really totally decided on a sweet yet, but
okay.
Maybe I should make my birthday cake and take up there.
There you go. No, that's for us at the house. Don't let them have that. I'm still salty though. I was telling Tim because I'm like, oh yeah, Joni said the press box and I forgot. I'm so excited. And of course, to just watch the game. And I was explaining how, you know, we had such grand plans last year of sponsoring, having our banner on the fence, and then having the designer cornbread first down.
Yes.
And I was like, man, we didn't make that happen. And I know that means we need to donate money to the radio people because they're the local businesses
athletic department. Yes. Yeah.
Well, like to get on the radio. Yeah. Right. Whoever is doing the commentating, you know, we got to send them some money to get the official designer cornbread first down. And then I was also telling them, and I assume we still don't have the designer cornbread dumbwaiter to schlep all that food up there.
They need to do better.
Joni, this is year two now that we're going to be schlepping stuff up those stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, try doing it from week to week to week to week.
No, I'm not. I would just protest. I'd have all the food set up down below and be like, y'all want it?
Here you go. Run
it down. Come down here and get it. I ain't doing it.
No, it won't be bad. It won't be bad. We'll take it. We'll take it up there. Hopefully I can get, I think I'm just going to take my crock pot on up there and put the, like in the afternoon, put the beans in it and just turn them on low. And then I'll have to bite the crowd.
That's a good idea. Cause getting up there with the crock pot and doing all that.
It's just getting up, just carrying it all day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll help.
Anyway. All right.
That'll be good. It'll be happy birthday.
Is there anything you want? Cause I'm going to the grocery actually tomorrow.
No, I don't want ranch dressing in my.
Speak now. What you want?
No, I don't have any preferences. I'm good. You know, I'm just good with whatever. You're making the corn dip. That's about all I can ask for in life.
Wes actually sent me a recipe, and I'm thinking about doing it. But then I'm thinking, is that too much pork? But you take like a manicotti shell, and you put you mix ground beef and cheese together, and then you stuff it in the manicotti shell. You don't cook the manicotti. You stuff it in there, and then you wrap it in bacon, and put some seasoning on it, and then you smoke it. You cook it.
And it cooks
cooks
pasta?
The noodle. Yeah.
Oh.
They're called shotgun shells.
Oh.
I know. Yeah.
I bet they. Yep. Okay.
I thought about doing that. Of course, and I love the jalapeno poppers.
I do, but they're trouble for you to make.
Oh, but I've got kids to make. Well, we may do that the next week because Thursday, actually, they're not coming to school Thursday or Friday. They have.
Oh. Really?
A parent-teacher conference on Thursday. Well, it's half admin day and then half parent-teacher conference.
Okay. Do you have to do conferences? Okay.
So
well, that's,
I'm
okay.
there. Parent-teacher
so you don't
conference.
Have kids. Okay.
No. Parent-teacher conference goes from like 1 to 6:30 though.
Okay.
And then Friday, we have a staff development day. So we're there, but the kids aren't there. So.
Okay. No. So you can't do a bunch of high labor stuff because you don't got the free child labor. So yeah. Speaking of, this is a different topic a little bit because I was thinking about what remember the show we were watching at your place that what is it called? Is it called Ghosts?
Ghost, yes.
Ghost. What it's
well
Ghost.
With an S, plural.
Okay.
Plural.
And what is it on? Is it on Netflix?
It was on Paramount. I was streaming it on Paramount.
Oh,
yeah.
Poop. Because we just signed up. We just got Netflix for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because there's something we wanted to watch. And I can't even remember what it was now. Well, anyway. So we.
Glad you signed up for Netflix.
It's fine. I really don't remember now. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. So there's a few shows that I want to watch while I'm on there. Like I'm finishing The Crown. I never got to finish The Crown and
never finished that. Yeah.
So I'm like trying to get my little bingey. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, that Ghost show, I really liked that. And that's good for creepy time. But then I couldn't remember what that was on. So I'm not getting Paramount. So we'll have to watch that.
Let me tell you, I'd rather have Paramount than any of them. It's got
good?
It's got Andy Griffith. It's got NCIS. It's got Blue Bloods. It's got all kinds of shows that I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got your shows that you like. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean,
Let me tell you about school today. Can I tell you about school today?
Please do.
My fire department came back and it was so great. It's such a good, I just needed a day. JB, you know, the whole whatever. I'm going, it was good. But they did CPR training with them and Heimlich. And of course, in a restaurant, those, as far as your customer goes, those are the two big incidents that, you know, you're going to come across is somebody choking or having a cardiac arrest there. And I mean, it was just outstanding. They just do such a good job. They didn't tie up the 911 calls, but they called dispatch and said, hey, can we, you know, if somebody's free, can we have, you know, a simulation, a 911 simulation? Because what they're finding is that this text generation, they're too afraid to call 911.
What?
They're too afraid to call 911 and have that voice-to-voice conversation. And so they were so intimidated. I mean,
really?
It was like,
well, it is
like,
scary. Whenever you do have to call 911, I've only had to call it once for sure. Maybe once, maybe twice. Yeah. And it, even though you know you need to call it, it's sort of scary because you're like, do I really need to? So there's that. But so they, You want someone to help you. You want someone to talk to.
Right. And they walk to them through, you know.
Yeah.
And the big thing that they want to tell them is, if you can't say anything else, try to get your location.
Right.
Try to give them your location. And because what that tells us is that somebody at this place needs help. We don't know what we're walking into.
And we can send somebody.
But we're going.
Yeah. And especially out where you guys are, where it's more rural and it's the county, it may be a little harder to find stuff. So that's a good idea.
So they did that, walked them through it. And then when they got off the phone with them, and I said, okay, guys, let me ask you something. Because we had them on speakerphone and all that. And I said, while she was talking to them, were they rude to her? No. So did they yell at her? No. Did they make her feel stupid? No. And I said, okay, there is no reason that you should fear calling 911. They're not going to be mad at you. They're not going to yell at you. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to think you're stupid because you don't know how to, you know, do CPR or because you don't know what to do in a situation. Just grab the phone if you think you need to call 911 and call them.
Yep.
And I said, one of the firefighters said, she said, you know, if the thought crosses your mind, I wonder if I should call 911. She said, then you should probably call 911.
Yeah. Your brain is wired to, again, none of us.
We don't want to disturb people.
We don't. And we don't want to, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, you kind of get this, you know, your adrenaline and your cortisol, everything starts going and you're trying to think. And you kind of have that instinct of, do I need to call? And, you know, you give yourself a second to kind of assess. But then you're right. You probably need to
call if you think. And that was, and she said it. She said, "Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. If you think, I wonder if I should call 911." She said, "Call 911."
Yeah, they'll tell you. They'll walk you through it.
And I told him, I said, "Y'all, here's one just recently that I thought, I don't know if I should." I said, "But I'm out walking. I'm walking down Main Street, and one of those enclosed trucks, you know, the trucks." Not a semi, but a truck that has like a little camper cover over it or, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I said, they were driving down Main Street and I heard somebody banging or something banging on the inside. And I said, I looked at my husband and I said, did you hear that? And he was like, yeah, it sounded like somebody knocking. Mm. I said, I'm calling 911. And he was like, what? And I said, it may be a dog. It may just be something rolling around back there.
You don't know.
There could be somebody in there trying to get help. I said, I would much rather err on the side of caution than
worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to get pulled over.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get delayed a little bit and maybe a little embarrassed, you know, or a little whatever that they got pulled over and checked out and led on their way.
But I'd sure rather do that than find out later that, you know, somebody been kidnapped or something and I did nothing. So,
it's a good lesson.
Yeah. So it was outstanding. And then I saw a hawk catch a pigeon right off the top of our gym and take it down. Yes. And
caught
took it down right there
air
and
rat.
Ate it.
Oh,
yes.
Munched him up.
Yes. He ate good.
I saw a hawk today too. I heard it. I was out at the antique mall and I heard it a squawking and something was chasing it. That means we both saw hawks on the same day. Okay. People are like, whatever.
Hello.
That's right. That is cool. That's cool to see them actually catch something like that. That's pretty amazing.
A big old pigeon.
Yeah. Them things are hefty. Those are some hefty things.
I like it chunky.
Okay.
All right.
It's been a crazy week. Oh, that is awesome. Well, I can't think of anything else of great importance. Of course, you know, the world is still crazy. That's fine. But let's move on to your recipe.
Okay.
What do you have for
us
today?
This recipe is not my own. This comes to me from Ben McDonald, who is one of the creators of Sidewalk Prophets. If you listen to Sidewalk at all, it's a Christian band. If you don't, you should. Anyway, this is his pork chop recipe. I'm looking for caramel apple pork chops.
Oh,
okay. Here we are. We're in September. It's apple season. Mm-hmm. Caramel apple pork chops. the fair's coming to town. It's time for some caramel apple pork chops.
It is time.
So
the butter cow at the Illinois State Fair.
Yes.
The butter cow. Okay, carry on.
Okay. You need 4 boneless pork chops, about 3/4 to an inch thick, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1/8 of a teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/8 of a teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 2 Honeycrisp apples cored and sliced into 1/2-inch wedges.
Mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons of pecans, chopped. Chop them up.
Chop them up.
You're going to saute your pork chops for about 5 to 6 minutes. Turn, you know, just occasionally turn them. Make sure they're all evenly browned. Then you're going to remove those from your skillet. And in a small bowl, you are going to combine brown sugar, salt, pepper, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Put your butter into the skillet. Keep your pork fat in there. But add the butter to the skillet. Stir in your brown sugar mixture and your apples. Let that cook for 3 to 4 minutes, just until your apples are tender.
Okay.
And then you are going to remove the apples with a slotted spoon and arrange on top of your pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them warm. Continue to cook your mixture in your skillet until it thickens up. So what you're doing is taking that sugar and caramelizing it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
And then you are going to spoon that sauce over your apples and your pork chops. And then you sprinkle the pecans. I would probably toast the pecans is probably what I would do.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't
that'd be better.
Say to, but I would probably toast the pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And just sprinkle them over your pork chops and apples.
That sounds
pork
pretty good.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Okay. That sounds delicious. What would you serve that with?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh,
I would probably, yeah. I would probably cube them.
What do you mean?
Not cube wedges. Well, like not big wedges. I don't know. I'd chop them up and roast them.
Oh yeah. Roast. Okay. I'm like, what are we doing? Are we frying? Are we roasting?
No,
what's
roasting.
Happening?
We're roasting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The culinary teacher's gone. Named the butt pellet.
She needs the butt pellet, you guys. It's getting disastrous.
I would do it with that. Maybe some green beans or something, but definitely I would do sweet potatoes. Roasted sweet potatoes, yeah.
That sounds real good. That made me think, again, I'm just full of the bonus information now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a drink recipe, okay? Because that's, you know, one of my areas of expertise. But it is time with the apples. You know, it's going to be time for your hot apple pie cocktail, okay? Your hot apple pie beverage, which is, you can do it cold. If you want it just to be cold, that's fine. I wouldn't do it over ice or whatever, but it's very delicious. You heat up your cider, get some cider. It can be spiced. It can be regular cider, whatever. Heat it up in the pan. You know, if you want to put little cinnamon and all whatever in it, go for it. And then you get your mug. And you put some hot apple cider in there, and then you put a little shimmy shimmy of butter schnapps, okay? Get you some butter schnapps, not butterscotch. You can do butterscotch, but there's actually butter shots.
Butter shot is what
right.
It's called.
It's,
yeah.
But it's schnapps, so it's very butter. Anyway, you put a little of that in there, and then you already have your homemade whipped cream whipped up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the side, and you plop that on the top, and you stick a little cinnamon stick or sprinkle that with some cinnamon on top, and it's fire. I'm telling you, it's real good.
I'm thinking maybe it's going to be cool this weekend, too. Do you know
is
that?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It is here. It's going to be pretty cool.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a little ride around
thermos?
The Well, I'm thinking maybe we take a little ride on the lake. And take some hot apple cider with us. That might be a little afternoon plan.
I'm having the convertible. I'm bringing the convertible.
Are you?
So okay. we could even top down the little beverage, go find a little spot and sip on our little libations. But yeah. Okay. This is sounding real good. But yeah.
Happy birthday
to me. Joni. That's right. See? So that's an extra little bonus little drink recipe for you there. So. Okay. Is it my week for top three or is it
your week?
Okay.
No,
I knew it.
Top three.
I knew it.
See, look, you're trying to put it off on me again.
Listen, my
it's
brain.
Holly's week.
my brain is completely gone at this point.
Pellet.
So it's like 15,000 balls in the air. And so my brain is just constantly shifting around.
You're juggling.
I am, but that's okay. It's fine. It's just, it's anyway, brain. Okay. My first thing, I will do those milk bottles. That'll be on my top three. Again, they're just like a liter, you know, old fashioned looking milk bottles. They've got a nice screw on lid, or like these came with the little pour thing. So I will definitely link those. And again, you can do them whatever you, you know, if you wanted to put cold brew in there or cold coffee or a flavored creamer that you make, you know, whatever you want to do. That's one. Then staying with the cooking theme, I ordered this bottle, saw an ad for it or something, and I was like, ooh, that looks really good. And it's an oil, it's for whatever oil. So I have olive oil in it. You could put, in fact, I might get another one for another kind of oil if I need it, because they have different color lids. So you could get a different one. And I've got my olive oil in my little oil dispenser, you know, sitting on the counter that I use all the time. But I saw this and it almost looks like a syrup. You know how a syrup dispenser has a little push button, but it has it sprays it flips the lid and you can pour it.
Oh, so you're that's just, good. So you're two in one.
It's two in one. So then there's times when I want to stop buying the spray, it's expensive, but it's not that expensive, but I don't know. I feel like it just, anyway, if I can just use the regular good olive oil or whatever oil on my own, and I don't have to keep buying those cans. So I got the little sprayer, and so far I've used it a couple, and I liked it too, because it is the pourer. So really I can get rid of my other one, or I could put a different oil in that, I guess, and or do a flavored. Oh, I could do a flavored oil.
There is, and I'm sure you have them in St. Louis, but I know in Branson down on the landing, there's this whole little olive oil shop, and they've got all the flavor. Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, I love that grapeseed oil that you used to get all the time. I don't remember who that was from.
It was Wild Tree, but I think they shut down.
But something like that, like maybe I'll do that in the other bottle and do like a good, like a garlic one, or they had like a lemon or garlic, and do
the
like
lemon was so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, so a nice flavored one in that, but then my regular in this spray / pour. So it was very cool, and I'm enjoying it so far. So there you go. And then the last thing that I've been using in Lycan, I ordered, this is a while ago now, you know, those microfiber makeup erase cloths and stuff. Well, they have them in like pads, you know, kind of like oval little pads. And this company is Makeup Eraser. And they've got all different colors, all different ones. But I got this cute little set. It actually came in a little lemon wedge, little pouch. It was so cute. And there's little lemon patterns. It's kind of a summer one. They've got a million different colors and plain and all that. But it was like a set of seven. Really, it's for every day of the week. Like, you know, you kind of have a seven. And I use them more than once. So don't, whatever. Because I rinse them with really hot water. I even will do a little soap on it and rinse it out real good. But it's just at night to take off your, you know, you put your oil to break down your makeup. And then you use this. It's really gentle. It takes all the eye makeup off. It takes everything off. But I like, because they're the pads, and it came with a little bag to throw them in to wash them. Okay. Yeah. And then also for travel, that's, I don't like taking the whole cloth. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You take, and I don't like using the cloths at the hotel, you know, you get your makeup, and sometimes they give you a mate anyway, but these are just great, and they're little, and you could really throw one in for a trip and, you know, be good to go. And I liked the little bag they came in, and I liked it. If you were really, you know, get a couple sets of those and you just do one a day, if you're very anal about that, you know, and you've just got a couple sets and they're not expensive. And so I've really been enjoying that on my precious face.
On your face.
On my face. I race my face. So yeah, those are my top three this week. That is it for us. We are going to have a good week. Hope everyone is having a great week, getting your kids all settled into their schedules. I know that can be just within Joni going back to teaching. It just can be crazy town, but hopefully now things are kind of getting in the groove.
I like the routine. I really do. I like a routine. Now I like a break from routine, but I like I like routine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think kids can kind of be that way too. So hopefully as sports are starting up and all the craziness that everyone is having a great week. So until next time, we'll talk to you next week. I don't know when we'll anyway, we might record probably while I'm down there, but
okay,
we'll see. Until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
Hello.
I need the butt pellet.
Honey.
It's time.
Honey,
it is time.
I know I'm supposed to get it.
I got one more week. One more week. See, I have a plan.
Okay.
Okay. So I went in because I was scheduled for October the 1st.
Right.
And so I went in and I said, is there any way I can get in earlier? Because it is wearing thin and I can tell.
You need it.
I gotta have my fix.
I gotta have that butt pellet.